Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. We want to keep in mind this word of the Lord from the Psalms for this entire month. Awesome is God from his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He is the one who gives power and strength to his people. And it finishes stating, blessed be God. We have an affirmation of our faith, one which we state each week when we gather. Although different affirmations each week, this one from Ephesians in the second chapter. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Please notice that the grace through which we are saved by faith comes first, then the Holy Spirit empowers us, motivates us, moves us to do the good works Jesus calls us to do. The good works have nothing to do with moving towards salvation. Salvation is already ours. The Jesus followers who claim Jesus as Messiah have salvation. Now, what do you do? Well, you don't just push pause. The Holy Spirit is moving you to do those good works. And it says God prepared those beforehand that we should walk in them. It's the movement of the Holy Spirit in the people of God through Christ, in the churches. The reading for today from God's Word is from the letter, what we call the first letter, letter to the Corinthians in the 12th chapter, the first seven verses. Now, about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. Well, they can't say it and mean it unless they have the Holy Spirit. Continuing, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of work, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. October is Pastor Appreciation Month. All month at Daleville Christian Church, except this year it is not. I will explain that in a moment. But first, let's praise the Lord for Pastor Appreciation Month. It is official. The very existence of Pastor Appreciation Month and the celebrations of Pastor Appreciation Month has helped American pastors stay in ministry. And those celebrations have helped American pastors remain serving in congregations they serve longer. You are looking at me, Pastor Gary McManus, as a very odd duck. You have known that I was an odd duck for years, but there is proof. There are fewer and fewer pastors who enter ministry and remain in ministry long enough to retire from ministry. And there are very few pastors who remain in a congregation for 30 years or more. All I can say is quack, quack. So celebrations of pastors helps pastors and helps congregations. God bless you for celebrating pastor appreciation. So now I can explain why October is Pastor Appreciation Month, all month at Daleville Christian Church, except this year it is not just Pastor Appreciation Month. The spiritual support team and some of you have known there are other people in the congregation who should be recognized and formally appreciated. That is true. But which ones? Who should be first? And when would we do it? The answer was really rather simple. We have an appreciation month at Daleville Christian Church. The church bulletin has said for years that I am the minister to the ministers. I am the lead pastor of ministers. Therefore, October 2022 is ministers' appreciation month. Or you could say that October 2022 is ministries' appreciation month. Both of those are plural. This is your opportunity to recognize and thank anyone whose ministry you appreciate. And you are invited to appreciate them any way you wish. Invite them for coffee, invite them for a dinner, invite them for dessert, take them out, send a card, send a gift card. Let them know of your appreciation. And you know, for one of the cool things about the ministers' appreciation month, it's not confined to the present day. You may remember someone's service or their ministry a few years ago, and if you're not sure or you don't trust your own memory, you can check the annual reports. We'll put those annual reports on the table for you to look at. And as you know, the first Sunday in November is All Saints Sunday, when we remember and thank God for all his servants who have gone before and received their heavenly reward. But while we are living and the Lord's servants are living, we are invited in October to thank them and praise the Lord for their service to Jesus' church. But first, we look to God's Word. And it's often hard for congregations in America today to remember that the churches we read about in the New Testament were suffering great strife. They were suffering from great strife, but not from persecution. Some of the churches were being persecuted, and their leaders were persecuted, but many of the congregations were suffering strife within their congregation. In the churches in the area of the Greek city of Corinth, the Apostle Paul wrote about divisions among you. Chapter 1. Divisions among you. Paul wrote, "First, I appeal to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and there be no dissensions among you." That word can be translated as divisions, schisms, dissensions, opposing groups. How many congregations have we known who act like they never read those verses for themselves in our modern era? Paul wrote to the Corinthians, chapter 3, "There is jealousy and strife among you." Or in the churches of Galatia, Paul wrote of those who trouble you. Those who trouble you may have been from other churches, but they were churches who claimed to follow Jesus, and the word can be translated troubling you, disturbing you, misleading you, confusing you, perverting the gospel. Also, chapter 1 to the churches in Galatia. It's in the forefront of the apostles' mind what's happening in the churches. And in the Timothy letter, 2 Timothy, also the first chapter, "You are aware that all who are in Asia turned away from me, and among them Phygellus and Hermogenes." The word "turned away" might be the diplomatic word for what these two men did to the apostle. Other versions of the Bible say the apostle was abandoned, that he was deserted, he was forsaken. Even that these two men, whose names none of us can pronounce, so we'll just call them Phil and Gary, and one version says, "You are aware that all who are in Asia turned against me, and among them Phil and Gary." Strife in the congregations of the apostles. But that is not what the apostles wanted for their congregations at all. So the apostle says more than once and encourages them in the Timothy letter, "I desire then that in every place men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling." Now the apostle says much more to the Jesus followers than "stop fighting" or "stop being so divisive," or, as my mother always said, "if you want to fight, go outside." The apostle wants them to come to agreement. "I appeal to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, and that there be no dissensions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and in the same judgment." 2 Corinthians 13, Philippians chapter 4. It's not just one church. And still the apostle says more than to come to some consensus. And this might be a good time to mention something else about agreement. The word unity is mentioned three times in the letters of the apostles, and every one of them mentions unity of spirit. Unity of the Holy Spirit, unity of the Spirit. I remember a conversation I had with a pastor once on the phone when I was suggesting that the churches unite together for a project. The pastor I spoke with said, "This could not happen until the churches and the pastors were united in the Word of God." I don't remember what I said at the time. I know in my mind I thought, well, count this guy out. I knew there was no unity in the Word of God. Later I remembered that there's never been unity in the Word of God. Even during Martin Luther's own life, 500 years ago, when Martin Luther led the Protestant Reformation based on God's Word in the Bible, there was no unity in the Word, and there hasn't been unity in the Word of God since then. But later, as I thought about that pastor's comment, I realized the Bible does not expect unity in the Word of God. The apostle calls for unity in the Holy Spirit. There will be disagreements in the church. There will be disagreements among churches. There will be differences of opinion within the churches, but they are not to cause division. We strive for unity in the Holy Spirit. I had to mention that because we've been talking about the Holy Spirit. But back to what the apostles wanted for their churches. The apostles said more than "stop fighting." The apostle Paul wrote, 1 Thessalonians, in the 5th chapter, "But we beseech you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves." To esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Is that not what Ministers Appreciation Month is about? Fulfilling 1 Thessalonians 5, 12, and 13? Is it not recognizing the varieties of gifts, the varieties of service? As the apostle mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the apostle added, "And there are varieties of working, but it's the same God who inspires them all in every one." When we celebrate the ministers and the ministries at Daleville Christian Church, we are recognizing the one and the same God who inspires all the varieties of working. Do you require more motivation to celebrate the ministers and the ministries of Daleville Christian Church? How about Romans 12? Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. How about Romans chapter 13? Respect to whom respect is due, honor to whom honor is due. 1 Corinthians 12. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. 2 Corinthians 8. For we aim at what is honorable not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of men. 1 Peter 2. Honor all. I don't know if it can get any clearer than that. Honor all, love the brotherhood, fear God. And this lengthy statement to the churches in and around the city of Philippi. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier and your messenger and minister to my need. For he has been longing for you all and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy. Honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete your service to me. Epaphroditus, another man whose name we can't pronounce. He was not an elder. He is not mentioned as holding any office in the church at all. Epaphroditus is not mentioned but this one time in the whole Bible. But this we know about Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus was a man of obvious devotion, faithfulness, and self-sacrifice. He put the interests of others ahead of himself. And the apostle states clearly, honor such people like Epaphroditus. There can be no fitter conclusion to today's message from the words of the apostle in the Philippian letter. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Amen.